It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Buff Talk here on this Monday night. It's February the 19th. Thank you so much for joining in here on 99.9 The Rock. For Colin Wealth, who's back in the offices of the Western Kansas Broadcast Center. My name is Cal Friedman. Basketball comes to a close this week. The Buffaloes take on their final game tomorrow as they're in Libel to take on the Lady Red and the Redskins. We'd like to start off with a couple student-athletes from the boys' teams. It's Brody Burns and Dallas Rosales. Guys, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I wanted to start by talking about the All-Star event. The All-Star event just wrapped up this weekend in the NBA. I wanted to ask you both. I'll start with you, Brody. If you had to compete in one event during the All-Star break, what would it be?
Three-point shootout.
Okay, got it. Dallas?
Most definitely the three-point shootout.
Too. Yeah. Did y'all see the Sabrina versus Steph one? No.
Yeah, I tuned in on that one.
Yeah, it was close. I was surprised with how close it was, but it was interesting. I feel like the three-point contest has been like so much more hyped up over the last couple of years. Also, just the dunk contest hasn't been the same.
Oh, yeah.
You guys saw Jaylen Brown dunked over Kai Cenat, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like that's the equivalent of just dunking over a normal chair, isn't it? Who are some of your favorite guys to watch in the NBA right now? Dallas, I'll start with you.
I'd say most definitely Kyrie, just because of the ball handling. And then I want to go with Jason Tatum during the finishing and the shooting. And also Curry, just because he's like entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I need to see him play live one day.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I know Kevin, your student manager, is a huge Warriors fan. So
yeah,
I was gonna say way back on the bus from OKC was fun because that was the overtime game against the Lakers. Yeah, Brody, let me ask you the same question. Favorite guys to watch in the NBA?
Probably Paul George. He's just so smooth. He does everything.
I like that you guys kind of both brought up guys that play your positions. Brody, I want to head to you first. It was senior night for you last week. How was that experience?
It was fun. It was like a just very big game. It felt great just playing and last home game.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun.
Does it mean a little extra more that you won and it was against Dodge?
Yeah, it felt so good just to end it on the home court with a bang.
Did you feel like that was one of your more favorite games that you remembered? Or like, what were some of your favorite games that you played while you were here?
Oh, my favorite game was probably Hayes at home. Even though it was just a tough loss, I feel like it was my best performance.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that later on, but you got off to a really good start this year. Can I ask you about like what kind of shots you really like to look for throughout games?
I love the corner three. So if I ever get like a one more pass from the wing, I'll shoot it.
Mm-hmm. And this system is kind of predicated off shooting a lot of corner threes. So when you heard about that, you were excited to play in this way?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. And someone who's always getting some of those assists are Dallas. Can you take me through what it's like after games when you guys are winning? Can you talk to me about what the locker room is like?
There's a lot of connection to one another. We all, like, even during tough losses, we always decide to pick one another up and try to move on to the next play, the next game, you know. But during the wins, we all connect, go out to eat, and just get the team chemistry we need to build on.
Where do you guys like to go out to eat?
Usually we go to Buffalo Wild Wings, but not there. Usually Applebee's.
Okay. Who eats the most?
Most definitely Brody.
Are you going to argue that? No, you're not.
Huh?
You're not going to argue that?
No, I eat so much.
Nah, don't worry. I used to be that same way. Let me ask you about this. Do you have a favorite win from the season, Dallas?
Most definitely the Liberal game, just because we came down from a deficit in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And we brought up our energy and were able to pull out the win against a GWAC team.
Yeah, and you played really well in that game. I think you had 10 points in the second quarter. What was going through your mind during that?
I just felt my spark, and I was getting wide open shots from my teammates and knocking them down.
Mm-hmm. How much fun has it been to play with this group?
Oh yeah, most definitely fun. It was most definitely fun playing with them. No matter what, like no matter how many losses we have built, or no matter how many wins, they still decide to push us forward and lift our head and just push us.
You talk about how close you guys are as a team. Who are some of the guys that you're closest with?
Some juniors I'm really close with is Thomas, and then Raul Munoz. And a person I'm really close with is Malik Kenny. We used to play back in third grade. And some of the seniors I'm close with is Emilio, most definitely Brody. Mm-hmm. Brody's probably one of the closest I'm on. And then Colton Davis.
Can I talk to you about that relationship with Malik? So you met him back in third grade,
yeah,
and now you guys are playing basketball. Is that crazy to you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely crazy. We used to play back in the Y League. My dad and his dad would coach both of us on the same team, and we just we just demolished. So, like, we always had that connection, you know.
How much has his game changed from then to now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely changed a lot. He went from playing a center to a four. Mm-hmm. But he's always had that shooting capability, you know. And it's good just to let him get out there and be able to show out his shooting ability.
Are you someone who always wanted to be a guard?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'd rather prefer a shooting guard over a point guard because my bag is not really that deep. But, I mean, I get the shot. I just want to get the shots I want, try to find open teammates when I can.
Hey, I like the homeless. I appreciate it. Bro, let me ask you the same thing. Do you always see yourself as a three?
Yeah. Well, I was short growing up, so I thought I'd be like a one.
Okay.
Just because growing up, I love watching Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd always be that.
When did you hit the growth spurt?
Oh, like eighth grade summer.
Mm-hmm. And then at that point you realize like, okay, maybe I can bulk up a little bit, be a three.
Yeah, I'm still working on the bulking up part.
Coach always praises how patient you are with your shot selection. What goes into that?
I feel like I'm just hunting for the best shot at all times. Like, if I don't have a good look, I won't really take it. Mm-hmm. I'll try to kick to someone who can have a better look.
Your role's really expanded from last year to this year. What's the biggest thing that you've learned?
Just have more confidence. Like, I can take more shots than I did last year just because I feel like sometimes I need to be taking shots like that.
Yeah, okay. I want to ask about that because you already brought it up before, but you started this year really strong. You've scored double figures 6 times. Was there a moment where your confidence kind of peaked?
Yeah, I think I can't remember what game, but it was early. I probably hit 2 threes, and then I just knew from there I can do that every game.
Is that kind of like the mindset with you? You just need to see one shot fall and then you're feeling good?
Yeah, that's how it is. If one goes in, the rest go in.
Yeah, that's always the best feeling. Dallas, let me ask you the same question. What's the biggest lesson you've learned this year?
Most definitely being patient, especially going through adversity for my sophomore year and not being able to play, you know, coming back my junior year and not really getting the time like I was really hoping for, but always practicing harder and harder and harder, always got me what I want. I got trust from Coach Swedberg, and now my time has been going up. But yeah, just being patient, finding open shots, finding open teammates, making the right play in general.
Let me ask you about that comeback process because you didn't play at all during your sophomore year. Was that tough on you mentally?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I was coming in high school my freshman year, pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to hope for my sophomore year, just have blessings and. I wanted to goof off the last week around tryouts, and it didn't go well for me. But yeah, it took a mental toll on me, and coming back from that on my junior season, not really getting the time I wanted, like it took a toll on my mental health, and I just wanted to like take a break from basketball. But Coach Miller, I really do appreciate him because he pulled me aside and just was talking me through and everything and this and that, and saying that, oh, he knows what I'm capable of, and to keep pushing through, and I'll get the time I deserve and everything.
That's a really mature answer, actually. Mm-hmm. Have you feel like you've matured a lot from your freshman year to now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask about when you were taking that year off. What were some of the things that you liked to work on during that time off?
Most definitely strengthen up my left wrist back up, trying to get like the mobility back going, just getting my flow of the shot back. I still got to find that a little bit. Just trying to work on my left hand in general, just getting the movements back, because it's really like, because my wrist, I had to get surgery, so like it kind of played a toll on my basketball level.
Mm-hmm. And then same question that I asked Brody, what's kind of the shots that you like to look for when you're on the floor?
Either pull up jumpers in the mid range, kind of when I catch the ball, or wide open shots. If not, I like to dribble off and just like kick it out and then relocate and set my feet and shoot the ball.
One other thing that I've noticed about you, and something that Coach Swedberg's praised to me about a lot, is that you might not be the tallest guy on the floor, but you will get after it on the boards. You see that with him too, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, where does that come from with you?
It's just determination and hard work. I know we got to get those boards are important, and every like play could affect the game and the outcome of the game. So like when I have a chance to go get that board, I try to go get it, you know, all this and that.
Let me ask you about this, because you mentioned that Coach Swedberg maybe didn't give you the minutes that you wanted originally. What were some of the things that made you earn those minutes back?
Oh, yeah, most definitely playing better and practicing and trying my hardest out there and, like, showing what I'm capable of. Because, I mean, I first, I really, like, thought I came in here thinking I was like, oh, I'm a junior, I'm going to get, like, some time, you know. But also, like, it did play a toll on me not playing my sophomore year, so Coach Swedberg didn't know what I was capable of. And just so, like, showing out what I can do in practice and how I could play, it actually helped me better.
Yeah, for sure. Brody, let me go back to you for a second. I had Jason a couple weeks ago when I did this for the community college. He said he really took you under his wing last year. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. I mean, in practice, we'd always go head-to-head, like, a lot of trash talking back and forth. But I feel like just going after it with each other, like, it really strengthened and improved my game, my confidence.
He talks a lot. He's definitely got – I've talked to him about this. I've talked to Brody about this, and I've talked to Boston Hark about this. And they've all kind of said, like, he's up there for guys who talk the most trash. Mm-hmm. Was there times he got under your skin?
A lot of times. there was one practice where he couldn't miss, and, I mean, I couldn't make.
Yeah.
So he kept talking.
Man, I mean, that's tough. I always ask one question. Do y'all listen to the Steven Jackson podcast? You haven't? Okay, so I'll paraphrase this. Steven Jackson always asks a question to his guest from the NBA of, like, who gave you the work first when you got to the league? Was Jace the first guy who really gave you the work when you started in varsity?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was him.
Okay. But at the same time, how fun was it to be with him as a teammate?
Oh, it was really fun. We're winning a lot of games. He's scoring a bunch. It was so fun to see him just succeed.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like there was a lot of responsibility on this year being a senior? I apologize.
Yeah, I felt like I really needed to step into his role because when he left, just everyone went with him. So I felt like I needed to step up and kind of be the Jace now.
Yeah, and you got to celebrate senior night with Emilio, with Gio. Corbin Colton unfortunately wasn't there, but just talk me through that experience one more time. Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, I'm just so glad we came out with a win, but it was probably one of the most fun games I've had. Just everyone wanted to win that game, mm-hmm. even the underclassmen, they wanted to do it for us, and it just felt really good.
When did you really want to commit to playing basketball?
I would say probably like fourth grade.
Okay.
I used to do like all the sports kind of, and
yeah.
Then there was a point where I said I didn't want to do football anymore, just wanted to focus on basketball.
Mm-hmm. Dallas, that's the same thing. I know you said you were playing with Malik in third grade, but when was the point you really committed to playing basketball?
Most definitely my fifth and sixth grade when me and my dad were just like, we really connected during the basketball program. And my family is a big basketball family, so.
Yeah.
So that's kind of played a toll on me wanting to commit to playing basketball.
Did your parents play?
My parents didn't, but I have seven brothers and one sister, and they all played basketball.
Okay, where do you rank in that?
the third to last.
Wow, okay. So, yeah. Competitive household?
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely.
Dang, okay, that's crazy to me. I only have one brother, and I could not imagine having six others. Let me ask this. Some states are coming up. How much are you looking forward to playing playoff basketball?
Oh, most definitely looking forward to it. You know, it's just going to be a different experience, and it's just going to help me better myself and better as a team. Even if we don't get the outcome we want, it's just going to help us in general.
You got any goals for it?
I hope we win. I hope we do come out and win it for the seniors, you know, and mm-hmm. so we could keep going and try to get the outcome they want to get for their senior year.
Yeah. Brody, let me ask the same. Substate's coming up. Firstly, you, of course, were in the two Substate games last season. Can you talk me through how exciting those games were? Because I wasn't here yet.
Oh, it was super exciting. Like, the competitiveness level, it was so high. Like, we had to work so hard. It was our hardest games, and it just felt great to get through the first one, and then the Junction City game, it was heartbreaking.
So as someone who's been there before, what are you going to tell some of the guys who haven't gotten a chance to play in these games yet?
I guess just live it up, because these opportunities are rare. Mm-hmm. So just go out, try to do the best you can, leave it all on the court, because this could be our final games.
Playoff basketball, there's nothing like it, right?
Yep.
Got it. Thank you guys both for coming on. That is Brody Burns and Dallas Rosales from the men's basketball team. They close up the regular season tomorrow in Liberal. You can find the action here on 99.9 The Rock. We start off with the girls' game starting at 5:40. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. When we come back on Buff Talk, we'll have head coach Luke Swedberg from the boys' team here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock.